Let me move on anyway to two candidates putting themselves forward to be the next president of Machrane Fermor, Conor Murphy from County Cork and Josephine O'Neill from Kilkenny. Well, the ballot papers were counted yesterday in the Irish Farm Centre in Bluebell, and Brenda Donoghue was there to capture the moment.
The 135, no file
votes,
and the quota is
68. Elaine Houlihan, outgoing president of Machrane, returning officer today. This election, two candidates, Josephine O'Neill from Kilkenny, Conor Murphy from Cork. This is a tight race.
Yes, it is a really tight race. They're both extremely competent candidates. So it'll be very interesting to see what the result will be. One of my things when I took over as president, people kept asking me, what did I want my legacy to be? And my thing was I wanted to see an election. I wanted to see a robust election. And that's after happening here today. And I cannot be any more happy, to be honest.
So how are you feeling today? Because I know you've loved the last 2 years and being president.
Yeah, I've really loved the last 2 years. I suppose today it's a real mix of emotions, to be very honest with you. I'm happy to be passing over the mantle to either candidate. That would be a brilliant asset to the organisation. But at the same time, it's a bit sad. It's a door closing on me today, slightly. I'm a healthcare worker, so I'm going to be transitioning out of ag back into healthcare. So it's going to be a lot. It's going to be very different for me come May. It feels like I'm moving away, to be very honest with you. But I know I'm not going to be too far away. But it's just that feeling. It's so hard to put into words.
And any advice for either candidate for the term ahead?
Yeah, 100%. Do not change the person you are. Be true to yourself, and then you'll be able to stand over any decision you make.
Two candidates running, and I have the first here, Josephine O'Neill from Callan, a school teacher.
Yes.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm nervous, but I'm excited as well. It's going to be interesting to see what happens today.
Very tight.
Very tight, yeah, which is a great sign for our organisation that there is two candidates who really can stand up and make it a tight race and do the best for our members going forward.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so as you said, I'm a member of Callan Machrane in Kilkenny, and I'm also a secondary school teacher. I teach home economics and Irish, and I'm from a beef and tillage farm in County Kilkenny. So I'm already used to the busy life with Machrane, but I've gained so much from the organisation, from taking part in the competitions. I've met so many new people, I've gained so many new skills, I've made great memories along the way, and most importantly, I've made so many wonderful friends from the organisation.
So if you become president today, give me one thing that you want to work on.
I'm a home economics and Irish teacher. I'm the daughter of a beef farmer. I'm really passionate about where our food comes from, but I feel like the link between the consumer and their understanding about where food comes from is weakening. So I would love as an organisation to develop a campaign to highlight the work that our young farmers, our Irish farmers do to produce such top quality food. And I would like to work on a campaign to highlight that and show the consumer where our food comes from.
What would it mean to you personally to win this?
It would be a huge honour. Like I said, the organisation has given me so much. It's been a huge part of my life. It would be an honour to be president of the organisation.
Right, the best of luck. They're still counting.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Conor Murphy wants to be president of Machrane. He's from Whitechurch in Cork. He's an agriculture contractor. And I bet, Conor, you don't wear that suit when you're on the tractor.
No, tis not often we get out of the overalls and the wellies and the dirty farm clothes, all right, so tis nice to get changed up for a change.
The count is going on. Are you nervous? How are you feeling?
Yeah, look, nervous, all right, but kind of relieved at the same time. Put in a good campaign, got around the country, met plenty, and really enjoyed it as well, which was the main thing. Do you know, I enjoyed meeting and interacting with the other members, so whatever happens, the activity we've seen in Machrane there over the last few months has been unreal. Like, so if that's all that comes out of this election, that clubs are re-energised and revitalised into taking part in activities and hosting, the amount of table quizzes I've been at now is unreal. The general knowledge is unreal now. And if that's all that comes out of this election, it's fantastic. Fantastic, just to see where Machrane is going forward as well.
Conor, in a few minutes' time, you know whether you're president or not. Is there one issue, one event, one campaign you want to throw yourself into?
Well, look, I suppose to answer this in a roundabout way, it is activity. I want Mockra to be active, whether it is clubs and members taking part in our competitions, getting involved in our rural youth and advocating for policies that affect our rural members, and as well as being active when it comes to European and national issues, when it comes to farming, that we are a strong voice for our young farmers, for our members, that we can go to Brussels as they negotiate CAP there now for the next 2 years and get the best possible outcome for our farmers. So that's really what I want, is the activity. I want members to be active and our voice heard as well. So thank you very much.
Lots of nervous energy around here. But you're Josephine's dad.
I am, yes.
What's your name?
Patrick.
Well, you're very proud of her, first of all, so
well,
far.
Well, it's some achievement to get so far. She's done a lot in Mockra. Yeah. And this will be the final step. So please, God, we're crossing our fingers and hoping.
Yeah.
As Eileen and myself both came up just to support the last step. And hopefully, but sure, who knows? So it'll all be decided in 5 minutes' time.
You're up here at the election count. Where have you come up from?
I'm from Roscommon, yes.
Are you supporting somebody?
I suppose you could say I am, yeah. Conor Murphy, yeah. Hopefully he'll take it home with him, yeah.
And why?
Well, I worked with Conor when I was on council, so I always saw his dedication to Mockra, so hopefully he'll continue on if he gets the job.
So the count is concluded for the next national president of Mockra na Fermo for the term 2025 to 2027. And the results are Conor Murphy, 53, Josephine O'Neill, AC2. So congratulations to Josephine O'Neill. I can't let go without it being said. History is after to be made in this room. Josephine is the first female to contest the national presidential election, and she has succeeded. So congratulations.
Josephine, congratulations.
Thank
You've
you.
Just won. You yes. haven't had time to digest
no.
it. How
no.
are you?
Over the moon, relieved, so proud, and so excited for what the next 2 years are going to bring. Yeah.
Are you emotional?
Very, yeah. This organisation means so much to me, and I'm so lucky to have had so many great people behind me and to win this election and to have such support from all of the clubs all across Ireland is just, it's an honour. Yeah, I'm thrilled, yeah.
And final word to Dad, of course.
Best of luck. I always knew you had it in you, and well done.
Thanks, Dad. Oh, sorry.
Congratulations, Josephine O'Neill. Thanks very much, Brenda, for going there.